Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
One little quick thing, and then let's get into the show because we got plenty to talk about. But I did get a thing. Remember I mentioned before about Magic City in Atlanta? I'm sorry. I just have to. They have, they're so smart. Close friends, stories, and live stream, Chris. 24-hour access.
Live stream?
They're doing it live, Bill.
Look, don't get into any of your habits. Don't get us into any of your viewing habits. So, I know now you just got all this free time on your hands. I guess we know what you're doing now.
24-hour access, $20, and you just got to DM them and then Cash App. I mean,
I don't make a habit of this, but isn't that stuff free on the internet now?
Yeah, but these are a little different. But anyway,
you paying your $20?
It says interactive lap dances and interactive stage sets.
You don't say.
That I'm just saying it's crazy. But anyway, Rob G, what about it? You got something?
Yeah, I got something to add. It's not Magic City. I hate to step out of our comfort zone like that. But the Little Darlings Gentlemen's Club in Vegas.
Yes.
They put out a news report.
Hold on. If y'all listening, we on in Vegas, Rob G?
Yes.
Little Darlings? No. That sounds like pedophilia to me.
No, come on.
I know it's never. Not, but that's a horrible name. Little Darlings?
Would you prefer Spearmint Rhino? Sounds like a gum.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't want something that reminds me of tiny little girls.
Okay, that's not what we going. All right.
Here's the story.
No, let's they got to change the name.
Their director of operations put out an official statement. He says, for those guests who request further separation, we will be offering drive-through strip shows starting tomorrow. America's a free country. Strippers will continue to be part of the fabric of American life, end quote.
Unbelievable.
I ain't paying for that.
Drive by or drive-through? What is it?
Drive-through.
Okay.
Rob G, how'd you find out about that? You on their email list, too? Like, Rob?
It's a text alert.
Email you personally.
Text alert.
You know, he's gone to a couple of bachelor parties and he's on the text list.
I expect that from Rob. He's single, whatever. You a married man with baby Aria.
I haven't been married forever, Chris.
Yeah, but you married now. How long have you been married?
5 years this year.
Right.
What's your wife think about you getting these emails?
It's not an email. It's a news alert, Chris.
What she think about you getting these news alerts?
I showed her. She thought it was funny. She thought it was gross, but she thought it was funny.
She thought it was gross.
And you know what, Rob G? Well, you've been married 5 years. So 5 years and a month, you were at this place. You know what I mean?
Right. It's funny because it's true.
Right.
It is.
All right. As I mentioned earlier, Tom Brady made it official. Not the 2 years, $60 million that was being reported the past few days, but he signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 2 years, $50 million, all of it guaranteed. And then there's $9.5 million in incentives. So if he hits certain incentives, it could end up basically being $60 million, but only 50 of the $50 million guaranteed. Now, what's interesting about this, Rob, is that Ian Rappaport, great reporter for the NFL Network, he came out. And he says, he has a really interesting tweet. I'm just going to read his tweet because it was interesting. He says this, the Patriots likely would have done this contract. So they would have gave him, he's basically saying they would have gave him 2 years, $50 million, though Tom Brady never came to them with his desire to return. So there was no offer from New England. In the end, only the Bucs and the Chargers made offers. The Raiders sat it out as well, never offering Brady a deal. Rob, quickly, I know you got a lot to say on this. I'm just going to say this. This sounds like Patriots spin to me. This sounds like spin. First of all, there was the report that they offered him 1 year at a pay cut.
Right.
That was a few days ago. So that's number one. And, you know, believe who you want. But there was a report about that already. I didn't see any denials from the Patriots on that. And they were getting criticized at time in certain quarters for that. And I just think this. Secondly, why is it on Brady? Why is it on him to go to them and say, I want to be back? If you want the man, make him an offer. You made him that cheap offer, reportedly. If you want him, make him a better offer. If you would have given him 2 years, $50 million, you could have done it last year coming off the Super Bowl number one. And you could have just done it, you know, in the last several days or so. So I think, look, the Patriots have been getting criticized up in Boston. Fans aren't happy. They think not only did you throw away, if there were any remnants or remainder of this dynasty, you gave it all up. And fans are upset. So I think, Rob, the Patriots are putting out spin. That's how I look at this.
I don't disagree. And I'm with you. It's not up for Tom Brady. When they told him, Chris, and you know this, to go out and check the market, what market is there to check?
Right.
If you really want somebody. I don't care what other people are talking about. What will it – all they had to do, call a meeting with him and his agent. What is it going to take to keep you in a Patriots uniform for your entire career? That's what we want to get done here. And yep. Make it out. I don't believe for 1 second Bill Belichick would have been cool with signing Tom Brady to a 2-year guaranteed contract. I don't believe that. Not for 1 second. Oh, had he come back, we would have matched that. You believe that, Chris?
No, I don't.
I don't believe
you're
that.
You're right. I agree with you on this.
And Tampa Bay, no matter what talent they have on that roster, because they haven't made the playoffs in 12 years, they had to pay the bad team tax. You know what that is?
Yep.
You had to tack on an extra year for an aging quarterback. Am I right? They had to.
No, you're right. And I said it, Rob. Look, obviously I'm a Brady supporter and I believe in him. But I get it. He's going to be 43. I understand why a team would want it to be year to year. Right? And like you said, a Tampa Bay couldn't afford that luxury. The Chargers, they just had to give him the 2 years. To get him there.
Right. And Tampa Bay, you think they could play hardball with Tom Brady? Oh, no, we're not doing 2 years. 1 year and that's it. You know, really?
Yep. Right.
And I got to wear this ugly uniform?
They're starting quarterback today, that's for sure.
Right. I mean, seriously. So they already knew that they had to do what they had to do. This a notion or the Patriots trying to clean it up, spin it. Let people know, oh, no, we wanted Tom. Tom made this decision. I told you, Chris, the day they told him to go check the market was the last day that Tom Brady was going to be there. Because you don't do that to people who you really like or you really want, you know, to stick around. You don't tell people to go check the market and come back with an offer. Very seldom do people come back.
Do you think that there's any remorse or second guessing of themselves on the Patriots' part?
I don't think so. I think they knew what they were doing the whole time. I don't believe so. They just don't want to get all the brunt of it. You know what I mean? It's still to part from a guy like that who a lot of people love and consider this great quarterback. You're going to get criticism, so you soften the blow. We saw Bob Kraft doing the media tour. Anybody. I think anybody with two strings in a can in their basement, he would have
done
an interview.
He was calling people. He called our boy Stephen A.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you. And he kind of said the same thing. He told Stephen A said, that Tom didn't want to come back. Right? That's right. What he told. And I think, Rob, look, the more I think about it, the more I think, look, he doesn't have Belichick. Belichick is a great coach, fantastic, phenomenal coach. We get it. Aaron's isn't bad, though. Aaron's a good coach. And the bottom line is he's got a ton more weapons. So he might be, he doesn't have to go through, I know he's got a tough road to hoe in the NFC, but you don't have to go through Pat Mahomes. You don't have to go through Lamar Jackson. So, you know, in some ways, he might be in a better situation. But I do think, Rob, had Tom Brady had his druthers, he would still be in a Patriots uniform. You agree with that?
If he could have it, everything
that
he wanted.
If they gave him the respect, you know?
Yeah, I believe that. Because it's something special. I always say this. You could talk about people. Derek Jeter wore the Yankee uniform for 20 years.
Yep.
He was a Yankee. You didn't see him playing for the Marlins or some terrible franchise. Do you know what I mean? In his last 2 years. He was only in that uniform, and that's something special.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There was a big trade today. A guy we had on our show back at Super Bowl. You remember the great cornerback for the Detroit Lions, Darius Slay. And he was traded to Philadelphia. Yes. He was traded to Philadelphia. Great. He came up, you know. Not only did he come up in that he went to a better team and he, you know, has a great chance of being in the playoffs and even competing for Super Bowls, but he also got a 3-year, $50 million extension with the trade. So good for him. But it has come out. He says that he lost all respect for the Lions coach, Matt Patricia, because Patricia said something to him that was really just something you shouldn't say to another man.
How about foul?
Yeah, foul. That's a great way to put it. Very foul. It's too foul to say on this air, and that's saying a lot.
Otherwise, it would be our last show.
All your talk about Magic City and all that. But anyway, it's much fouler than that. And he said it to Slay, and Slay lost all respect for him as a man. And let's face it, Matt Patricia is lucky he still got a job. Am I right? If we're going to look.
Bob Quinn is the general manager. Bob Quinn came from New England. I mean, the Lions are New England Midwest, Chris. He's taken so many people.
Minus
and whatnot,
the winning.
You know, right. But I'm saying, but he's brought a lot of people from New England, and that's how Matt Patricia got that job. When Bob Quinn fired, I just forgot his name.
Jim Caldwell. 9-7.
He said that wasn't good enough. Remember that? That wasn't good enough.
Didn't Caldwell make the playoffs two of his last three years?
Okay.
So
Chris, I mean, normally you'd be happy for that. Most guys would get an extension.
Especially in Detroit.
Man, he got shown the door, and now Matt Patricia has won a total of 9 games, Chris, in his first 2 years. Yep. A total of 9.
He's 9-22-1, to be
terrible.
Exact.
Absolutely terrible. And and all he's had is problems with the players since he got there. And obviously I worked there for 22 years, Chris. I'm, you know, still tied in with a lot of people there. And I don't hear any good stuff about Matt Patricia. I just don't, coming out of Detroit.
Well, that doesn't make him unique when you talk about a lot of the Belichick disciples. And the Belichick coaching tree, while he may be the GOAT, his coaching tree is far from GOAT-ish. Bill O'Brien, now I do give Bill O'Brien credit in Houston for making 4 playoff appearances. I give him credit for that. However, he hasn't been able to get them even close to over the hump. And as a GM now, he's horrible. And he's traded away Jadeveon Clowney. And just recently he traded away arguably the best receiver in the league, DeAndre Hopkins, for a broken down running back that he really didn't need, in my view. Mike Vrabel. Now, Vrabel's done well at Tennessee. 18-14 overall, got the playoff appearance. Mangini, who we just had on the show. Yeah, Mangini was pretty good, in Cleveland and with the Jets. Overall, though, his record's 33-47, 1 playoff appearance. Josh McDaniels, 11-17. Romeo Crennel, 28-55. Brian Flores, who did a good job in his first year in Miami, even though they were only 5-11. We'll see what he goes on to be. But, Rob, why do you think, whether he cheats or not or has cheated or not, Belichick's success is undeniable. Why do you think his disciples haven't been able to replicate that success anywhere?
Because I don't know if there's some real magic formula that Bill has. I mean, he's had success. He's always had
taping, you know, opponent's practice.
There you go. But the one thing that he was a great defensive coordinator with the Giants, Chris, we know that. Won two Super Bowls, right? But he had LT, right?
Right.
He had a hell of a defensive. You go back to those teams and look at the players.
Oh, no.
Carl
no
Banks. Yeah. I mean, you could go.
Harry Carson,
right? You could go back and look at some of those players on that team. They were tremendous. They were tremendous players. But it was his defense. He was the defensive coordinator. And he's put together really good defenses as well for the Patriots. I don't know what else. So those guys, it's not about being gruff or tough. It's not about being all that stuff, Chris. I think he's a defensive, genius
whiz.
Or one of the. Yeah, I hate to use that word with a guy who's cheated, especially defensively, but he's had a lot of success on the defensive side of the ball. But I don't know. I think a lot of those guys leave New England. They come with their Super Bowl rings, right, which they've gotten along the way, and they feel like, you got to respect me. I'm a winner. Look at these rings, right?
Right.
And they're going to copy Bill's style, gruff, don't care about anybody,
right.
You know, treat everybody the same. You can't do that when you haven't been a head coach and you don't have the track record. They that's nice. Oh, you're on Bill Belichick's squad? You're on his coaching staff with Tom Brady? Oh, that's nice. What have you done? Seriously, what have you done?
I think you're making a great point. And I said it a few days ago, and I'm going to say it again. I think it bears repeating. I think Belichick was fortunate to get a superstar, a guy that became a superstar, who had the humility, had the personality to just take that type of coaching. And I'm not going to say he did anything. I don't know what he's done, but I'm not going to say he's done anything like Matt Patricia. You know, what Matt Patricia said to Darius Slay, and you can look it up online, it's there, was out of hand. And I'm not going to say Bill Belichick has said anything like that to his players. But clearly, you said it, Rob, tough coach, hard-nosed, treats everybody the same. Tom
yep.
Brady gets treated just like Julian Edelman or Sony Michel or whoever it may be.
Or the long snapper, seriously.
Right. The 48th man on the team or whatever. And Brady could take it. Brady handled it. And because he became, you know, he won three Super Bowls in his first 4 years. By that point, whether he was, you know, lighting the league up statistically or not, he was a three-time Super Bowl champion. He was a superstar at that point. And with him falling in line, every other player in the locker room had no choice but to fall in line. Same thing about the San Antonio Spurs. Greg Popovich, look at Popovich before Tim Duncan came. Nothing special. You know, no great track record or anything like that. I was an assistant coach and was the GM in San Antonio and then took over as the head coach the year David Robinson was hurt. And, you know, kept the job and then they draft Duncan because they were so bad with Robinson being hurt. But Greg Popovich, similar coaching style and also similar with the media, right? I mean, Belichick, Popovich, neither of them great with the media. And that's kind of become some of their shtick.
Don't you remember Matt Patricia?
They become kind of beloved for that, right? That,
you remember?
What was that?
Matt Patricia with the reporter from the ESPN's reporter for the Lions in Detroit. You remember he made a big deal about him slouching.
Right.
Like
right.
The media thing. Like, you should be worried about making the playoffs instead of how the media is sitting in the press.
Exactly.
He made a big stink over it.
Yep. And maybe that some of that was the influence of Belichick. But with Popovich, he gets Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan is a superstar, a unique superstar who Popovich always says it, he allowed Popovich to coach him, allowed Popovich to yell at him, treat him like any other player, like the 11th, 12th man on the roster. And again, just like Brady, he was so great that when he takes it and he falls in line, then all the other players had to do the same. And I think what you've seen is the Belichick disciples, when they go elsewhere, they try to do that same type of coaching that Belichick does. Again, I'm not saying he's ever gone as far as Patricia, but they try to do the same type of thing, and they don't have that superstar who has that type of personality, who's going to fall in line, let everybody, you know, let the coach talk to him a certain way in front of everybody and take it and set that tone that everybody else kind of wants to follow because he's such a winner in the locker room. So I think it's the two things. I think it's what you said, number one, that these guys step into their new surroundings and they think they have the credibility of several championships, but they really don't, because they were just, they're just viewed as assistants. And then on top of that, I don't think they get that superstar who falls in line, is in lockstep with the coach and his philosophy, and sets that tone that everyone in the locker room ends up following.
Yep, and I think that that's another reason. But I think it's unbelievable, the track record that nobody else, and Grable is on his way, Chris, with the with the season he had this year. And you already said it. What is he, 14 and 18?
So that's, he's 18 and 14.
18 and 14. So that's not a bad start. You know, when you, when you,
2 years,
you're,
one,
yeah, you're over 500. Yeah, and you had a nice playoff run. And so it is a little alarming that nobody else has been able to emerge. But I don't know if Bill Belichick's style is copyable. Do you know what I mean? Can be copied.
Right.
I don't know. And because everything just seemed to work out. If you think about Belichick in the beginning, and Eric Mangini talked about it, Brady wasn't Brady early on, Chris.
He had a great defense.
They had Adam Vinatieri, right? They had a great kicker. And they won those three Super Bowls by the skin of their teeth. It was like that. And I think that's where Bill got some of his juice, when you put together a football team. And if you remember when they beat the Rams in that Super Bowl, they were double-digit underdogs. I mean, they had the best show on turf, and Bill Belichick was in charge of the defense.
Well, right. And Rob, Mangini pointed it out, and I've pointed it out several times, Belichick, I mean, we made one playoff in 5 years in Cleveland. You know, and they ran him out of Cleveland. He got fired.
And he was bad with the media. You remember that, too?
Yeah, he was really – that played a part in – I actually remember I was covering high school sports in the area around that time, and I did think – I thought Belichick was good, but once he benched Bernie Kosar and for Vinny Testaverde, you know, Kosar was beloved in Ohio and because he's from Youngstown. And that just, I mean, the media already didn't like him because he was, you know, he was the way he is now. Right. But that just really soured everybody in Northeast Ohio on him. I thought it was a mistake at the time. But bottom line is, he still got fired. He only made the playoffs once out of five times. And then in New England, as Mangini said, he 5-11 his first year. So he developed that cachet just like Brady. They both kind of did. Once you win three Super Bowls in 4 years, now you're on a whole different level. You can kind of do things the way you want.
Because they didn't have to win again, and people still would have looked at it as, wow.
Right.
That's how big that is.
No doubt. No doubt. So, yeah, it's interesting, though, that none of his assistants have really been able to go on and have anything close to the success that he had.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I don't think it's that big of a coincidence. I don't think it's much of a coincidence at all because of the way, the timing of free agency. It's going to happen here and there. But Brady does end up signing on the 8-year anniversary of the day when Peyton Manning signed with Denver. So I'm going to ask you this. We know how it went for Manning in Denver. He goes there and absolutely lights the place up.
He wasn't 43 years old.
He was 36. Huge difference. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
And he had an injury.
It was a serious injury.
Very serious.
Yeah. Neck injury kept him out for a whole year.
Because I really thought he was taking a chance, Chris, even coming back.
No, you're thought, right.
God forbid if he gets blindsided and gets popped and that neck springs back. What could, you know, you'll yeah. be paralyzed? I really didn't know.
No, it was he definitely showed a lot of courage in getting out there, because you're right. It was a bad injury. But anyway, lights it up. Second year, breaks all types of records, throws for almost 5,500 yards in an NFL record, throws for 55 touchdowns, an NFL record, and throws for like 342 yards a game, an NFL record. It was unbelievable. But then he didn't win the Super Bowl, though, until his fourth year, which was actually his worst one, not only in Denver, but pretty much the worst of his career. He struggled early, but I'd say that was
the worst year of his career. If you remember, he got benched during that season. He got benched during that season.
For Brock Osweiler? Brock Osweiler?
Right, he got benched. Right. And then Brock was awful that they put him back right. in.
Right. So, interestingly, he had the two phenomenal individual seasons. Actually, three. His third year wasn't bad either. Threw for 39 touchdowns and almost 300 yards a game his third year in Denver. And then fourth fell off. But let me ask you this. Is Tom Brady in Tampa going to be closer to the Peyton Manning of those first two or three years, or the Peyton Manning of the fourth year, who was horrible but yet ended up winning the Super Bowl?
I think Tom Brady's going to wind up being closer to the Peyton Manning of the fourth and fifth year. I know he didn't officially play, but that's how bad Brady will be these 2 years. The last year and Peyton Manning's fifth year, when he had to retire after he failed to throw a touchdown in the Super Bowl. And I think he had 90 yards.
You
and
love
like the
that
tin
phrase.
Man.
You
what?
Love that phrase. Failed to throw a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
I'm just saying he was awful in that Super Bowl.
That's your favorite phrase.
He was awful.
Whether it's Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, whoever. Don't let me find one of your guys that didn't throw a touchdown
that
in the Super Bowl.
That won a Super Bowl? I would love to hear that.
All right. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I think he's going to be closer to that. I think the wheels will fall off in Tampa. It'll end very badly, but people will say, he gave it a shot. He's 43. He has a built-in excuse if it doesn't work out.
He really does.
Because he's old. So people will be forgiving. People will still, you know, he gave it a try. You know, I all the sympathy. So he can't lose. Tom Brady is going to win, but I don't believe he's the same quarterback, and I saw it last year.
I think he is going to be closer to the Peyton Manning of the first 3 years. Now, he's not going to break records. All right. He's not going to throw for 55 touchdowns and 5,000 yards and all that stuff. He's not going to do all that. But I think he will be a very productive quarterback. I said it last year, Rob. You know, this isn't, you know, Johnny come lately, second guessing any of that stuff. I said it all last year. He's no longer good enough to carry mediocre talent, but give him some talent and he'll be fine. And with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Cameron Brayden and OJ Howard, and you know, they'll find a decent running back. You know, that offensive line, which they've already upgraded, he will be fine. I think he'll be close to the Peyton of the first and third years in Denver. And I think they'll be a tough team. I'm not predicting a Super Bowl, but I think they will, especially with the extra team now, seven teams in each conference making the playoffs. I think they can go 10-6, maybe 11-5, as Mangini said, and get in those playoffs. And, you know, maybe the second year he might fall off, because you don't know when it's going to happen. Heck, for all we know, it may have already happened and he hadn't been on the football field yet to show it. But Peyton Manning, third year in Denver, 4,700 plus yards, 39 touchdowns, almost 300 yards a game. Then all of a sudden, Rob, as you mentioned, the fourth year, he throws for less than 2,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, and
no,
benched for
awful.
Brock Osweiler.
It was bad.
And it's interesting that's the year he won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
But they had an unbelievable defense. You remember that defense?
Incredible.
Incredible. Cam Newton had put together an MVP season. They were 15-1. They were blowing everybody out. And they stopped him. They got to Cam Newton, and they won a Super Bowl. That was a Super Bowl Carolina should have won by 2 touchdowns.
Well, interesting. You remember in 2013, that's the year Manning broke all the records. And I thought that was going to be a fantastic Super Bowl. I thought it was going to be great. And I was actually pulling for Manning because I thought it was history in the making after his great regular season. And I really wanted to see some history made. But Seattle just demolished them 43-8. And so it's interesting.
Yeah, that was
how
over.
That
Don't you remember
out.
He had a safety in the first possession.
It was over in the
wasn't
first
Wasn't it
few
something
minutes.
Like that? Like yeah. wasn't there a, was a wasn't it a safety?
They were
Rob
down 10-0 quickly, I believe.
Yeah, it Probably was a worse safety on the first play of the game, and that was it. It was just downhill from there.